This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. South Korea says it's held talks in the city of Busan with a top Chinese diplomat, Yang Jiechi, a member of the Communist Party Politburo. Centered on trade, nuclear issues, and the response to the coronavirus, the talks involved the first South Korean visit by a high-level Beijing official since the pandemic erupted in China late last year. The two countries resumed exchanges last month when Seoul sent a ranking diplomat to China for a bilateral economic meeting. The United States is suspending military cooperation with the West African nation of Mali in response to the overthrow of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. His forced fall from power this week has dismayed Mali's international partners, who fear it could further destabilize the former French colony, which is already dealing with a militant Islamist threat. The U.S. has been providing training to soldiers in Mali, apparently including several of the officers who led the coup, which has been celebrated by crowds in the capital, Bamako. Outspoken Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny is in a hospital in Berlin today after being flown from Siberia aboard an ambulance aircraft. German doctors had traveled to the city of Omsk yesterday to evacuate Navalny, a longtime opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin. They were responding to the request of his wife and others, who said the hospital treating Navalny was badly equipped. The 44-year-old activist, a longtime campaigner against corruption, collapsed on a flight to Moscow Thursday after drinking tea widely believed to have been laced with poison. After first saying he could not be evacuated because of his condition, and after Navalny's wife appealed to the Kremlin to intervene, the chief of the Siberian hospital relented, and Alexei Navalny at this hour is a patient at Berlin's Charité Hospital. Navalny allies who arranged the rescue flight say his condition is stable but worrying. The six-member Gulf Cooperation Council today welcomed a ceasefire announcement in Libya and called on all parties to adhere to it. The aim, said the council, is to reach a permanent and comprehensive solution.